各位听众们、奉献者，大家早上好！今天是2020年5月28日，星期四。今天我们又非常荣幸的邀请到昌德斯克法布继续为我们讲述主库什纳在文达文斩杀恶魔的逍遥时光，欢迎大家聆听。
Hare Krishna, good morning to everybody.
Hare Krishna, 大家早上好。
So let us begin. Before doing so, we will chant the prayers.
让我们现在开始吧。在开始之前呢，我们先念诵一些祷文。
And you can all recite them also.
你们大家也可以一起来诵读这个祷文。
Especially if you don't know it, you should know this verse.Beginning with Bande Ham, Shri Guru, etc.
所以尤其如果你们还不熟悉这个祷文的话呢，你们要一定把它学会，尤其是这个以Bande Ham 等等就开始的祷文。
Do you know the prayer, Jamuna prayer?
Yes.
You know it from memory?
Yeah.
So that's, we should all know that prayer.
So now, 每个人都应该记住这个祷文。
Because the prayer includes everybody.
因为呢，就是这个祷文呢，它包含着每个人。
It includes all the Vaishnavas, it includes all the Gurus, Diksha and Shiksha Gurus, it includes the Six Goswamis, the Panchatattva and their associates, Radha and Krishna, and their, so it includes everybody.
因为呢，它包含着每一个人，包含着所有的这个 Vaishnava, 包含着这个他的灵性导师、甚至灵性导师、其实灵性导师。它也包含着六个苏阿米以及潘多塔的吧，包含着这个Radha Krishna 以及他们的同游。
As we know, we have different prayers. You know, we have the prayer for the paying obeisances to the devotees. We have different prayers for the guru. We have different prayers for the six Goswamis, etc. Different prayers for each of them.
因为呢，就是。无论是对于奉献者、对于孤儿灵性导师，还是六个苏阿米来说呢，我们都有对于他们的这个祷文。
Different prayers for each of them separately.
对于他们每个人都有不同的这个分开的、区分开的这个特殊的祷文。
Right, there's different prayers for the Panchatattva, different prayers for Radha and Krishna, all different prayers. So many are there.
我们有对于这个五圣体的祷文，也有对于这个 Radha Krishna 祷文，还有对于其他的这些什么样的这些不同的特定的祷文。
And sometimes it may be difficult to remember all these different prayers.
有时候呢，要完全记住这些不同的特定的祷文，可能有一定的困难。
But this prayer, this one prayer, includes all of them.
但是呢，就刚才我提到的这一个祷文呢，都包含了所有的这些祷文。
So if we cannot remember the many, many different prayers for all of these persons, then this prayer we have to remember.
所以呢，如果我们记不住对不同的人物的这些很多不同的祷文，那么至少我们应该记住这个祷文。
Because it includes all of them.
因为它包含了所有的祷文、
so、
包含了所有的这些人
We should all make a sincere effort to remember from memory and recite it regularly so we keep to remember
所以我们应该付出真诚的努力、要记住这些祷文然后呢可以来、从我们的记忆中来引诵这些祷文我们应该不断的去念诵这些祷文。
Sometimes people ask how to remember, how to remember.
有时候人们就会问，那么如何能够记住呢
always forget.
因为我们总是会忘记，总是忘记。
So one way to remember is to repeat again and again and again and again and again.
其中记住这一些祷文的一个方法呢，就是不断的去重复，不断的重复，一而再三的去重复。
When I was a child in the Gurukula in Mayapur.
当我在马雅普古库拉还是一个孩子的时候。
Our teacher, he would teach us many prayers.
我们的老师呢教导了我们很多的祷文。
And we never saw the verse. He would repeat, and we would hear the sound, and then we would repeat the sound.
我们呢从来没有看到过这些祷文的诗节。我们呢都是听老师发出这个声音，然后我们就重复这个发音。
And again and again, hundreds of times.
我们都重复了
repetition.
哦，我们都重复了这个成百次、上百次的遍数。
First we would do one word, then we would do two words, then we would do one line, then we would do two lines, then we would do three.And just going on and on and on. Repetition.
我们呢首先是从记住一个词开始，然后呢再记住两个词，之后呢我们会再记住整个句子，或者再记住两句、三句，我们就这样不断的重复，不断的复述。
And after 30-40 years, I still remember them.
所以呢在30-40年之后呢我永远能够记住这些祷文。
So, repetition.
所以呢我们就不断的这个重复，不断的复述。
So anyway, this particular prayer, we all know it, it's in the songbook, it's in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. We should all make a sincere effort to remember from memory.
所以我们都知道这个呢它就是在这个祷文本还有国家办各的这个祷文之中都有，所以呢我们应该付出真诚的努力，不断的记住它。
I am guessing probably many of you don't know it.
我猜你们可能有部分人并记不住这个祷文。
So you should make a sincere effort.
所以你们应该付出真诚的努力。
Because it includes everybody. Then you don't have to learn many prayers. You can just learn this one.
因为它包含着很多不同的，包含着所有人。所以呢，你们记住这一个祷文，就不用记那些针对于不同人的特定的祷文了。
Anyway, so let's begin.
不管怎么说，现在我们来开始。
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Nama Krishna Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine NirvisheshaSunyavadi Aschakya Deshatsarune Om Agyana Timirandasya Ananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilita Yena Asmai Sri Guru Vena Vandeham Sri Shukhita Namaham Sri GuruLalita Shri Vishakhanditamsha Bancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Shamuna Priya Chunar Hare Hare What happened? No sound. Shrimati Radha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
What happened to Shrimati Priya?
I don't know. He's writing to you.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, today we will share about demon Trinavarta.
今天呢，我们会来分享有关 Trinavarta 恶魔。
This is chapter 7 of the Krishna book, and of course, chapter 7 Srimad Bhagavatam also.
这是呢，在 Krishna Book 第七章，还有在《圣严伯加瓦坛》第十篇的第七章中有所描述。
So as we shared last week, in this chapter, Krishna kills two demons.
在这一章中呢 ，Krishna 杀了两个恶魔，就像我们上一节所提到的。
We already last week we talked about this.Cart demon and the anarta that he represents.
我们上一周呢讲述了有关车魔以及他所代表的这个 anarta.
And as you remember, that incident took place when Krishna was approximately 3 months old.
你们可能还记得这个逍遥时光呢发生在 Krishna 大约三四个月的时候。
So this incident of Trinavarta took place after Krishna was 1 year old, after his first birthday.
而这个 Trinavarta 这个恶魔的逍遥时光呢，是发生在 Krishna 一岁之后，就在他的这个生日祭祀之后。
So Krishna had already passed 1 year old.
所以呢 ，Krishna 已经度过了一年的时间。
So from 3 months to 1 year, that basically nine months, there was no demon.
所以在从 Krishna 从三个月到一周岁的时候呢，基本上中间有九个月的时间是没有恶魔的。
And as you remember from earlier chapters,
我们从前面的章节中学习到。
Kamsa, he had many demon associates.
Kamsa 呢有很多这个恶魔的这些同伴们
，who served as his ministers.
他们都作为他的这个大臣来服务他。
Right, some of these demons, they were kings with kingdoms, but others, they were just, you know, individual demons.
有些恶魔呢，他们有自己的这个王国；有的恶魔，他们只是单个的个人。
Like Putana, for example, she was a demoness, but you know she didn't have a kingdom, and she wasn't a king or a queen, or she was just an individual.
就像 Putana, 她呢并不是一个国王或王后，她没有王国，她就只是一个个体。
Right, and of course, our demon from last week, Shakatasura, all similar.
还有我们上一中所提到的萨克坦苏尔也是类似的。
So Trinavarta also.
所以呢 ，Trinavarta 也是一样的。
And as we know, Kamsa, the prediction, right? The voice in the sky had said that the eighth child of Devaki and Vasudeva would kill him.
因为康萨呢听到这个空中的一个预言，就是说，Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的第八个孩子呢将会杀掉他。
We all know this story.
我们大家都知道这个故事。
But it seemed like this eighth child, that was supposed to kill him, somehow was somewhere else.
但是呢就是这个应该就是杀掉他的这个第八个孩子呢现在看起来是在别的地方。
Because we know, Vasudev, he went to Vrindavan, he took the eighth child and hid him in Vrindavan and then brought back the daughter of Yasoda Devi.
因为我们知道呢就是 Vasudeva 呢他把他的第八个孩子呢带到了Vrindavan,跟亚修达的这个女儿交换。
So when Kamsa saw that the eighth child was a daughter, then he became very confused.
所以呢他刚康莎看到他们的第八个孩子是一个女儿的时候呢他都感到非常的困惑。
And as you remember, he tried to kill the baby girl, butThe baby girl slipped from his hands and became Durga Devi.
你们可能还记得，就是康萨呢，当时想要杀掉这个第八个，他的女儿。然后呢，这个女儿呢，她就从他的手中，就是划出飞向天空，然后呢，就对他说，化成这个 Durga Devi.
So, and one of the things she told him.That the child who will kill you is already born somewhere else.
他告诉康莎的一件事情呢，就是说，你想杀掉的那个孩子呢，现在已经在了别的地方。
No, the child who will kill you, the child who will kill Kamsa is already born.
就是 ，yeah, 就是要杀掉你的那个孩子已经，就是在别处了。
But Kamsa didn't know where.
但是呢康莎并不知道具体的地址。
Of course, we know Vasudev took Krishna to Vrindavan, but Kamsa didn't know that.
我们知道 Vasudeva 把 Krishna 带到了 Vrindavan, 但是康莎却不知道这一点。
None of his demon friends knew it either. Nobody knew.
他的那些恶魔的朋友也不知道，就他们都不知道。
Only Vasudev and Devaki knew.
只有瓦苏德瓦和德瓦可以知道。
So this made Kamsa confused. Where is this eighth child? What happened to this eighth child who is supposed to kill me?
所以呢，康萨就非常的困惑，他就想，那位应当杀死我的第八个孩子，现在他在哪里呢？
So he sent his different demon friends here and there to try to find this child.
所以呢他就派了他的这些恶魔的朋友去四处找寻这个孩子。
So in the course of their going here and there, then, as we know, many of them came to Vrindavan also.
就在他们四处寻找的过程当中呢，我们也知道他们有的呢，恶魔就来到了 Vrindavan。
Of course, they didn't go to Vrindavan because they knew Krishna was there. They didn't know.
当然了，他们并不是因为知道 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 才来到了 Vrindavan。
They didn't even know who Krishna was or what he looked like. They had no idea.
他们甚至都不知道 Krishna 是谁，他长什么样，他们都不知道。
But they were just going here and there to try to find this child, the eighth child. And then, as we know, many of them came to Vrindavan and, of course,Krishna killed them.
他们呢只是四处去寻找这个孩子，第八个孩子。然后呢，后来他们就来到了这个 Vrindavan。我们也知道 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 杀掉了他们。
But they didn't know who he was. And even, you know, after being killed by Krishna, of course, Kamsa found out that, you know, this demon was killed, but he didn't know who killed the demons either. Of course, eventually he found out that, you know, this demon, that they were all killed, but he didn't know who did it or how it happened or things like this.
所以呢，康夏最终就是发现他派去的这些恶魔呢都死掉了，但是呢，他并不知道是谁杀掉了他们，他也不知道这个他们被杀的这个经历过程是怎样的。
So, Trinavarta, he was the third demon.
所以呢 ，Trinavarta 他是被杀掉的第三个恶魔。
And this incident took place after So one day, as it says, Mother Yasoda was holding Krishna in her lap, as she would normally do.
那就像平时一样，亚瑟的妈妈呢，把Krishna放在他的腿上。
So suddenly Krishna became very heavy.
突然之间呢，Krishna就变得非常的沉重。
Not just heavy, but very heavy.
不是一般的重，而是特别的沉重。
So, and Mother Yasoda was thinking, this is strange.
亚瑟的妈妈就想了，这真的很奇怪。
Just few moments before I was holding him in my lap.
就在几分钟之前呢，我还把他放在我的腿上。
And picking him up over my head, as you know, sometimes mothers do that, right? They pick their children over their head, and as mothers do.
而且有时候呢，也是当妈妈，就像一般的妈妈所做的，她就会把这个孩子举起放过头顶。
So she was thinking, just moments ago I was doing that, and now he has become so heavy.
但是她妈妈就在想，仅仅是一会儿之前呢，我就这样做，但是现在他是如此的重。
And she had to put him down.
所以呢，她不得不把Krishna放下来。
But she was thinking, why did he become so heavy?
她当时就在想，Krishna为什么会变得这么重呢？
So she thought it must be because of the influence of some evil spirit.
所以呢，亚瑟的妈妈就想，这肯定是某些邪灵的影响。
Remember Mother Yasoda, she's a mother, naturally, and mothers are always very, very concerned about the safety of their children.
大家记住，这亚瑟的妈妈是母亲。母亲的话呢，一般总是非常关心孩子的这个安全。
So that Krishna became suddenly heavy, she thought there must be a reason.
所以呢，她突然感到Krishna是如此的沉重，她想肯定是有原因的。
So she had to put Krishna down, and she thought the reason was some evil spirit is causing some disturbance.
所以呢，就把Krishna放了下来。他认为，这个原因呢，就是某些邪灵造成了一些干扰。
So after putting Krishna down on the ground, she quickly went to find some brahmanas to come and do some ceremony to drive away the evil influence.
所以呢，他把Krishna放下之后呢，他就去找一些婆罗门举行一些仪式，以驱除这些邪灵的不好的影响。So
that's what she was doing. That's what she was thinking.
所以呢，这就是亚修的妈妈所想所做的。So
what was Krishna thinking?
Krishna 怎么想呢？
Because remember, he is a baby. He is playing the part as a baby, but He is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以呢 ，Krishna 现在在扮演一个婴孩，但是呢，同时他也是至尊人格守神。
So when he needed to, then he behaved like the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以呢，当需要的时候呢，他就变成至尊人格守神，变得
a little bit like a light switch.
Hi Krishna.
Yes, a little bit like a light switch, a switch.
Oh, 他呢就是，所以呢就是，喜欢不断的这些变换角色。
No, I didn't say that. Like a light switch, you can turn on the light and you can turn off the light.
Oh, 就像是这个按钮，开关一样，你可以关掉，也可以打开。
So in the same way, Krishna can turn on Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he can turn off Supreme Personality of Godhead and just be a baby.
所以呢，就像是这个按钮开关一样 ，Krishna 呢，随时需要的时候呢，他可以打开了作为这个至尊人格守神的这个按钮，他也可以就是变成这个婴孩。
It's like turning the light on and off. It was so effortless for him.
就像是这个开灯一样，对他来说毫不费劲。
So he was thinking, he knows this demon is around and will come.
Krishna, 他知道这个恶魔就在附近，他就要来到他身边了。
And he also knew the demon.Not only wanted to take him, but the demon also wanted to take Mother Yasoda.
而且他也知道这个恶魔不光是想要把他带走，也连同他的母亲亚苏的妈妈一起要带走。
He also wanted to take the mother away, the mother of the child.
所以呢，他也想要这个孩子的母亲给带走这个恶魔。
And he wanted to harm her also. It's a demon, right? It's just a nasty, envious, cruel demon. So he wanted to also harm the mother.
因为他是一个非常具有这个嫉妒、这个冷酷内心的这个恶魔，所以呢，他也想要把这个妈妈一起给带走。
So knowing this, Krishna made himself very heavy so she would put him down and go somewhere else.
所以呢 ，Krishna 了解这一点，所以呢，他就让他自己变得非常的沉重。这样的话呢，亚瑟的妈妈就可以把他放下来，去到别的地方。
Because if she was there when the demon came, then she would also be blown away.
因为 Krishna 知道，如果他妈妈在场的话呢，他妈妈肯定也会被这个恶魔所卷走。
So Krishna became very heavy.So she would put him down and go somewhere else, and then he would be alone.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就把他自己变得非常的沉重。这样的话呢，他母亲就可以把他放下来，去到别的地方。这个时候呢，他就可以有独自一人了。
So Mother Yasoda would not be harmed.
这样的话呢，亚瑟的妈妈就不会受到伤害。
So what was that? Was one thinking of Krishna, and then he had another thinking.
所以呢，这就是 Krishna 的其中的一个想法，他还有另外的想法。
The other thinking was, my mother, she cannot lift me very much.
另外一个想法呢 ，Krishna 呢，他又觉得我的母亲就是不能离开我很长的时间。
不 not leave, lift, cannot carry me, cannot carry me very high.
就是呢，我的母亲呢不能把我举得很高。
She can only carry me over her head.
她仅仅能把我举过她的头顶。
But I want to go very, very high, high in the sky and play in the sky.
所以呢，因为 Krishna 他想就是能够升到高空，在高空中能够玩耍。
So this demon, he can do that for me. He can carry me high, high, high in the sky, and I will play in the sky.
所以呢，这个恶魔他能够把我高高的举起，举到这个高空，然后我就可以在那高空玩耍。
So this is what Krishna was thinking, didn't you?
所以呢，是Krishna的所想。
He wanted to play in the sky.
他想在空中玩会儿。
And he had one more thought.
而且他还有另外一个想法。
That by going high, high in the sky, he also knew. So this is the third thought.By going high in the sky, the demigoddesses in the heavens would be able to see him more easily.
就是如果他能够被举到这个高空呢，那个天空的那些就是女神，那些女神们，他们都可以看到他了。
So he wanted to reciprocate with their desire to see him.
所以呢 ，Krishna 想要去回应他们想要见到 Krishna 的他的这个愿望。
He knew they had this desire to see baby Krishna.
因为他知道呢，就是他们有这样的愿望，想要看到这个婴孩的 Krishna.
So let me fulfill their desire.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就想，现在让我来满足他们的愿望吧。
So this is what Krishna was thinking. He had three reasons.
所以呢，这就是 Krishna 的所想。他想到了三点，三个原因。
One was so his mother would not be hurt. He became heavy and she put him down and went to find the brahmanas to do some ceremony.
其中一点呢，就是 Krishna 让他自己变得很重呢，这样的话呢，他母亲就可以把他放下来去找这个婆罗门去做一些仪式，这样的话他母亲就不会受到伤害。
Secondly, he wanted to fly high in the sky and have some playtime.
第二点呢，就是他可以被举到高空，他就可以有这个玩耍的这个时光了。
And thirdly,He wanted to reciprocate the desire of the ladies of the heavenly planets to see him. So he went high in the sky.
第三点呢，就是他被举到高空的话呢，他就可以去回应那些在天堂深处的那些女神们想要见到他的这个愿望。
So these are the three reasons. These were his thinking.
这就是 Krishna 他的想法。
So, Mother Yasoda put him down and went to find the brahmanas to come and do some ceremony to drive away the evil spirits that she thought made Krishna heavy.
所以呢，这个亚瑟娜妈妈呢，她呢就是认为 Krishna 太重了，然后呢，她就去找一些婆罗门，然后呢，想要去做一些仪式，以驱除这些邪灵的影响。他认为就是这些邪灵才导致库什纳这么的重。
So she is gone. So then suddenly this storm, big storm began.
突然之间呢，就是有大的这个旋风。
Because no one could see the demon, they could only see the storm.
就是呢，没有人能够看到这个恶魔，他们只能看到这个旋风。
But within the storm was the demon.
在这个旋风当中呢，就有这个恶魔的存在。
But nobody could see anything. There was dust and, you know, pots and pans and leaves. Everything was blowing and nobody could see anything clearly.
因为当时呢，就是昏天黑地的，然后又是旋风夹杂着这个灰尘，还有那些树叶等等，不断的，就是让整个天空变得都看不清了。
Sudden storm.
是非常的这个精微的这个，这个旋风。
No, not subtle, sudden, sudden.
就突然之间的这个暴风。
Especially in the south of China, sometimes you probably experience, right? Suddenly there's a big rain and cannot see anything. Sometimes it's like that.
有时候在中国的南部地方呢，就突然之间呢有这个大的暴雨，我们就什么都看不清了。
And it comes really quickly. Sometimes within minutes, it's there, and the sky is dark, and it's raining so much, cannot see 50 feet or 100 feet in front of you.
就是呢，突然顷刻之间呢，就有大的这种狂风暴雨，然后天空变得非常的昏暗，可能就距我们50-100步之外呢，我们都看不清了。
Sometimes, as I know, in the north of China, you get these dust storms.
有时候呢，我知道在北方呢有这种沙尘暴。
Suddenly, and then again.Visibility is almost nothing.
就是呢，它的这个，这种能量就是突然之间一下子就什么都看不清了。
So anyway, this storm caused by Trinavarta, everything like a storm. Nobody could see anything.
所以呢，这个有 Trinavarta 恶魔所引起的这个。暴风呢，就突然之间让大家都陷入这个天昏地暗之中，什么都看不到了。
And then at this time, this demon Trinavarta took Krishna away.
在这个时候呢，这个 Trinavarta 恶魔呢就把 Krishna 给带走了。
So he became, as you remember, he became so heavy, Mother Yasoda could not carry him. But then he became very light, and this demon very easily took him away.
就是当亚修的妈妈，她呢感到 Krishna 是这么的沉重， Krishna 变得非常的沉重，她的妈妈就没法再把她抱在这个腿上。但是呢，这个时候当恶魔举起 Krishna 的时候呢， Krishna 就变得非常的轻。
I don't remember where the verse is.
我记不住这个诗节是在具体哪一章节。
But there's a verse in one of the Upanishads.
就在乌帕尼沙德中呢，有一个诗节，就是奥义书。
I think so, yeah. And it says, the absolute truth is heavier than the heaviest and lighter than the lightest.
就是呢，这个师姐的意思呢，就是自尊人格神手呢，它比最重的还重，比最轻的还要轻。
And it is described also the yogis, one of the mystic powers of the yogis is to become heavier than the heaviest and lighter than the lightest. Also a yogic power.
而且呢，就是经典描述说这些瑜伽师玄秘瑜伽师的其中的一个玄秘力量，就是它可以变得就是比这个最重的还要重，比最轻的还要轻。
And of course, Krishna is the Lord of all mystic powers, so naturally he has this ability also.
当然了 ，Krishna 呢，他包含着所有的这些玄秘的力量，所以呢，他当然可以做到这一点。
So, for Mother Yasoda, he became very heavy, she could not carry, but then for the demon, he became very light, and he just carried Krishna away in the storm.
所以呢，就是Krishna 呢，当他在母亲腿上的时候呢，他就变得很重，这样的话呢，他母亲就可以把他放在一边，但是呢，当这个恶魔来的时候呢，他就把自己变得很轻，这样的话呢，恶魔就轻而易举的可以把他举到高空，用旋风把它给卷走。
And of course, in the meantime, Mother Yasoda, who had just gone away, she could see this storm was everywhere, and she couldn't see anything.
当然了，亚秋的妈妈呢，看到这个旋风呢，四处就是席卷了整个这个文达文，他哪儿也看不清。
And she returned to her courtyard, but could not find Krishna.
现在呢，就回到他的一个庭院里，却找不到 Krishna。
I mean, mothers will be able to understand more easily, perhaps.
可能作为母亲的话很容易来理解就是亚瑟大妈妈的这个心情。
You know, the feeling of a mother when she has lost her child suddenly.
所以呢就是当这个母亲突然之间就找不到她的孩子的时候她的那种心情。
I just read recently in China, in mainland China.
我们最近就读到了在这个大陆。
There was a case, I don't remember where it was, but a father was bringing the child home, I think, from school.
就是呢，其中提到了有一个事件，就是这个父亲呢，他把这个孩子呢从学校带回家。
And he was a child, young child, like maybe 2-3 years old or something like this.
这个呢是一个小孩子，大概两三岁大。
And he just turned away for a few moments to, you know, buy a bottle of water or something from a shop, just for a few moments, and the child was right beside him, and then when he turned around, the child wasn't there.
就是呢，他在路途中的时候呢，他就停留片刻，想要去买一瓶水或者是类似的。他呢，就是这个孩子本来就在他旁边，但是呢，等他瞬间买过东西之后呢，却发现孩子却不见了。
Maybe less than a minute.
可能还不到一分钟的时间。
Completely disappeared.
完全的孩子都找不到了。
Kidnapped, of course. The child was kidnapped and sold to some parents, some mother and father, some man and woman who maybe couldn't have children.
这个孩子被绑架了，可能就会带到那些没有孩子的那些夫妇那边。
And it was after, you know, then they were checking, looking, 30 years, something. And then finally somebody located someone who could have been their child.
所以呢，他们就一直不断的寻找，基本上寻找了三十年。到后来呢，他们就发现，有一个人可能就像他的这个孩子。
Because as you know, in your country and all over the world, they have agencies, sometimes government agencies, or sometimes just you know volunteer groups who try to locate missing children.
因为呢，不光是在中国，在全世界呢都有这么一个，就是志愿的，就一种组织嘛，一种他们呢就会自发的去帮助人们去寻找那些丢失的孩子。
So one of these groups found someone who possibly could have been their son.
所以呢，就有一个组织团体呢，那边就发现有一个人呢。可能就会是他们的孩子过去丢失的这个孩子。
So then the police went and they did a DNA check, you know DNA?
Yeah, 所以呢这个警察就过来了，警方介入，然后他们就做了这个 DNA 的鉴定。
And they discovered, yes, this now the boy, the man, he's, you know, 30 plus years old.
所以呢最终经过 DNA 鉴定之后呢，三十年都过了，然后呢，他们最终发现了他丢失的这个孩子。
Of course, how much the child knew or didn't know, I'm not so clear.
就是这个孩子这一方的信息呢，我并不了解了很多。
But anyway, eventually the you know original mother and father, you know they were put together.
但是呢，最终他们把这个丢失的孩子跟他的这个生父生母都联系在了一起。
And like in China, there are thousands of such cases, and all around the world, in many countries, children go missing, they're kidnapped or run away or whatever.
所以呢，不光是在中国，甚至在全世界都有类似的事情发生。有些时候呢，这个孩子被绑架了，或者他走散了。然后呢，就类似的情况会发生。
But I mentioned this just to illustrate, you know, the feeling of the parents is, you know, indescribable.
所以呢，我之所以举这个例子，就为了强调这个父母当时他孩子走失之后他的这种心情。
It's just again, you'll have to probably be a parent to properly understand.
如果你们自己就是是父母的话呢，你们肯定会能够感同身受，理解这种感受。
But just the anxiety, the mother particularly, but the father also, just the anxiety, you know, not knowing where their missing child is he or she alive or dead, or, you know, that feeling is just very, very difficult.
所以呢就是这个母亲呢通常都会陷入到这个焦虑之中，父亲也不例外，他们呢一直在担心着这个孩子现在在哪里，他是否还活在这个世上，还是已经死去了，然后呢所以对他们来说这是一个特别艰难的一段经历。
I never forget.
他们从来不会忘记。
So,Mother Yasoda, of course, you know, of mothers, you know, she is the most loving mother possible.
所以呢，作为母亲呢，就是最具有爱心的这个母亲。
And she is often described for the parental rasa, right? For this Vatsalya rasa, Mother Yasoda is even as.The ideal example, even more than Maharaj Nanda, even more than Krishna's father.
所以呢，就是作为Krishna 的他的这种具有父母般情感这种关系的这个亚修的妈妈呢，她就是给予了很多的这种描述，甚至比这个Nanda Maharaj 的更有甚。
Just like Srimati Radharani for the conjugal rasa.As we all know, she is like the perfect ideal example of that rasa.
而作为 Krishna 情侣关系的这种代表呢 Srimati Radharani 呢，她就是作为一个完美的一个理想的一个榜样和典范。
So for this Vatsalya rasa, this parental devotion, Mother Yasoda is described as being the ideal, most complete example of this rasa.
所以呢，作为 Krishna 他的这种对他怀有父母般情感的这一个关系的一个典范呢，亚修的妈妈她是最重要的一个榜样，一个完美的一个例子。
So when she saw or when she couldn't find her baby.Then Krishna, then she became totally unhappy.
所以呢，当他找不到他的婴孩 Krishna 的时候呢，他就陷入了这个悲伤当中。
And remember, she's got no idea he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she is really thinking like a real mother. You know, how, what happened to my baby and such and such.
所以呢，因为他不知道 Krishna 就是至尊人的神手，所以呢，他就是把他作为他真正的儿子来对待，他就一直在焦虑着，他到底发生了什么事情呢
？So by this time, the demon had taken Krishna up into the sky, high up into the sky.
就在这个时候，这段时间呢，这个恶魔就把 Krishna 高高举到了这个高空。
So the storm around the Vrindavan village had gone away because the demon had gone high up into the sky. So all the wind and the dust and all that, you know, it became settled.
所以呢，就在 Vrindavan 的这些暴风呢，它呢就逐步的给那个减弱了，因为像这些尘土啊，这些沙尘，它们逐步的都降下来了，然后呢。就现在是他已经减缓了。
And then the residents around, you know, the house of Yasoda Devi, they could hear, you know, very sad crying. So, you know, now the storm has gone down, they all rushed to the home of Yasoda Devi.
所以呢亚修的母亲他附近的这些村民们呢他们都可以看听到亚修的妈妈的这个哭声，所以呢他们都跑过来，然后来到亚修的妈妈的这个院子里。
And this, of course, they didn't know yet that, you know, Krishna has gone, but just by hearing Yasoda Devi's very sad crying, they also began to cry.
当然他们并不知道发生的一切，这个 Krishna 已经找不到了。他们仅仅听到亚瑟大妈妈的这个悲惨的哭声，他们也跟着哭了起来。
They thought something must be wrong, otherwise she wouldn't be crying like this.
他们呢也变得非常的悲伤，他们就想肯定是发生了某些事情，有一点不对，要不然的话呢，这个亚瑟大妈妈也不会哭得这么凶。
Like sometimes, probably, sometimes we may also experience for one or some reason, someone we know, or maybe someone we don't know. For some reason, they cry about something, and if we're in their company, we just cry also. Sometimes we don't even know who they are.
有时候呢，我们认识或不认识的人呢，如果他们我们就跟他在一起，他们哭泣的话呢，我们也不知道到底是什么原因，我们也不由自主的就跟着哭了起来。
Of course, if we know them and we know the reason, then you know we might cry more easily. But sometimes even we don't know a person, we don't know the reason, and just seeing their sadness, you know, then the other person also becomes sad and might begin to cry.
所以呢，如果我们认识他，并且知道他们哭的原因的话呢，我们可能非常容易的感同身受的跟着哭了起来。但是呢，有时候即便我们不认识他们，由于看到他们的这种悲伤哭泣的这种样子，我们也会不由自主的不禁的哭了起来。
So in this incident, the residents had not yet known that Krishna was taken away by the storm.
所以呢，就是这些南湾的村民们呢，他们并不知道这个 Krishna 已经被这个旋风给卷走了。
But just by hearing Yasoda Devi's very sad crying, they of course understood something must be wrong, and they also began to cry.
但是呢，仅仅通过看到亚修达母亲悲伤的哭泣，他们就知道肯定是哪里不对劲了，然后他们也跟着就哭了起来。
And then by the time they came to her home, to her courtyard home, then they understood, oh, Krishna has been blown away by the storm.
所以当他们都来到亚瑟的妈妈他们家的庭院的时候呢，他们就发现，哦，原来是 Krishna 被这个旋风给卷走了。
But what could they do? They couldn't do anything.
但他们能怎么办呢？他们什么都做不了。
They could only cry with Mother Yasoda because they can't comfort her because they themselves are so sad. So how would they comfort her?
他们怎么做呢？他们这时候什么都做不了，他们只能跟亚瑟的妈妈一起哭了起来。他们这个时候呢，也没有办法去安慰亚瑟的妈妈，因为他们自己都不由自主的哭了起来。
In the meantime, Krishna was having good fun in the sky.
同时呢 Krishna 他自己在高空中有一个非常有意思的这个玩耍。
So after flying around for some time,
他呢就在高空飞行了一段时间。
After reciprocating with the ladies from the heavenly planets that they could see him,
就在跟这个天堂星宿的这些女郎们有过交流回应之后呢，这个时候呢
，and after understanding his mother and others are very worried, then he thought, okay, now I'll kill the demon.
同时呢，并且也理解到，就是过了一段时间呢，他的母亲还有，他家附近的这些村民们都是为了他而哭泣的非常悲伤的时候 ，Krishna 就决定要杀掉这个恶魔。
So then he became heavier than the heaviest again.
所以呢，他又变得自己这个重如泰山，比最重的还要重。
And the demon.Couldn't continue to go up because Krishna had become so heavy.
这个时候呢，由于 Krishna 就变得如此的沉重，所以呢，恶魔就无法继续的卷风而行。
And then at the same time, Krishna held on to his neck, held on to the demon's neck.
同时呢 ，Krishna 就紧抓着这个恶魔的脖子
，like a scared child.
啊，他就像这个，这个空中飞人一样。
I sometimes, again, parents and others might know, you know, you take a young child into the swimming pool or something, and they're really afraid, and they just hold on really, really tightly to the mother or the father or someone.
啊，有时候呢，可能这个父母有这样的经历，当你把这个孩子带到这个游泳池的时候呢，他们就害怕的就紧抓着这个母亲不放。
So, in Krishna now, he's becoming heavier than the heaviest, so the demon cannot go any further.
啊，所以呢，就是这个时候呢，Krishna 就紧紧地抓住这个恶魔，这样的话呢，恶魔就无法再继续行动。
But at the same time, Krishna is behaving like he's a scared child high up in the sky, and he's holding very tightly onto the demon's neck.
虽然同时 ，Krishna 他就变得像这个空中飞人一样，然后呢，他就紧抓着这个恶魔的这个脖子，他变得非常的沉重。
Again, sometimes children, they become so afraid and they hold on really tightly.
啊，所以呢，就像刚才我提到的例子，有时候孩子非常的这个害怕，他们就紧紧的抓住这个父母。
So Krishna was behaving like that with Trinivasa. He's high up in the sky, very afraid, and he's holding very tightly.
啊，所以呢，这个 Krishna 呢，他就像这个孩子一样，然后呢，他就。在这个高空中紧抓住这个恶魔。
You might remember, last week we discussed.
你们大家可能还记得，在上周的时候呢，我们讨论过。
That Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur informed us.
就是呢 ，Vishwanath Chakravarti 呢就告诉我们说。
That.When Krishna killed Putana, he showed the potency of his lips.
当 Krishna 杀掉这个 Putana 恶魔的时候呢，他就展示了他的这个嘴唇的力量。
When he killed the card demon, Shakatasura, he showed the power of his legs.
所以当杀掉这个吃魔 Shakatasura 的时候呢，他就展示了他的这个腿的这个力量。
And when he killed Trinivasa, he showed the power of his hands.
所以呢，当他杀掉这个 Trinivasa 恶魔的时候，他也展示了他的手的力量。
So Krishna was showing the power of his hands by holding on to the neck of Trinivasa.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就通过紧抓住这个恶魔的脖子这一点来展示他的这个手的力量。
So tightly that the demon was choking.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就紧紧的，就是缠住，紧抓着这个恶魔，所以呢，这个恶魔就觉得无法呼吸了。
Couldn't make a sound. He was being choked.
他甚至都发不出声音来了，他就一下子就是被。
At the same time, he became Krishna, as we heard already. He became heavy.
所以同时呢 ，Krishna 就变得特别的沉重。
So the demon was trying to pull him off, but couldn't because Krishna was showing the potency of his hands.
这个时候呢，这个恶魔就迫不得已想要把 Krishna 给放下来，但是呢，他却无法做到这一点，因为 Krishna 这时候已经变得特别的沉重。
And also, he couldn't fly anymore because Krishna was becoming heavier than the heaviest.
他呢也无法的再去飞到其他的地方，因为这时候 Krishna 变得，就是比最重的还要重。
So he was being choked. He was falling from the sky because Krishna is heavier than the heaviest.
因为 Krishna 他比最重的还要重，所以这个时候呢，他就被 Krishna 就是紧抓的，然后动弹不得，所以他就从高空中跌落下来。
So the description is Krishna choked him. Basically, Krishna choked him.
所以呢 ，Krishna 呢就把他弄得无法的呼吸。
And died. That's how he died.
然后呢就是后来呢他的这种眼睛从眼窝里然后凸了出来，然后呢他就倒在地上死去了。
So after he died, of course he fell, of course he fell to the ground, and it describes he fell on a rock, on a stone, and when that happened then the body of the demon broke.
所以呢就是经典的描述说呢当他是倒在地上的时候呢他就跌落到了这个岩石这个石头上，然后他的身体就这个分裂了。
Of course, I think many of you would have seen the Krishna cartoon, Little Krishna.
我知道你们大家可能都看过这个小 Krishna 的这个动画片。
You probably remember that there's the incident of Krishna killing Putana.
你们可能还记住这个 Krishna 杀死这个 Putana 恶魔的这个情节。
Quite nicely done.
他呢就是非常畅快的历史上的。
The cartoon is nice.
这个动画片描述的非常的精彩。
I don't think there's the incident of Krishna kicking the cart. I don't remember that.
我不记得这个动画片中有 Krishna 杀掉这个车魔的这个故事。
But there is the incident of Krishna killing Trinavarta.
但是呢，里面描述的有 Krishna 杀掉这个 Trinavarta 恶魔的这个情节。
Of course, it's just a cartoon, but it gives some idea of what it could have been like.
当然了，这只是动画片，但是呢，它多多少少描述了就是当时发生的这个情节是怎样的。
So anyway, you know, the demon fell to the ground on this rock, and the body broke, and then everybody saw Krishna was there.
所以呢这个恶魔呢他就倒在了地上的这个石头上，然后呢他就浑身分碎，所以呢这个时候呢文达们的居民都可以看到原来 Krishna 在这个恶魔的这个身上。
Mother Yasoda was too distressed, you know, to notice anything.
亚瑟的妈妈呢如此的悲伤，以及她都不知道到底都发生了什么。
But the other gopis, you know, her friends, they noticed Krishna was on the body of the demon and they quickly picked him up and gave him to Mother Yashoda.
但是呢，亚修的妈妈的这些牧牛姑娘这些朋友，所以呢，他们能看到发生的这一切，他们看到了 Krishna 在这个恶魔的躯体上，所以呢，他们就把 Krishna 捡起来递给了亚修的妈妈。
It said Krishna was still holding on to the demon like a scared child.
所以呢 ，Krishna 还是像这个空中飞人的一样呢，紧抓住这个恶魔。
But then the gopis they took him away and gave him to Mother Yashoda.
牧女姑娘们呢就把 Krishna 从这个恶魔的身上捡起来，然后呢递给了这个亚修的妈妈。
And of course, they were all amazed. Oh, how was Krishna saved from this situation?
但是呢，他们都非常惊讶 ，Krishna 是如何得到拯救的，在这个故事当中。
So they began to think.
所以呢，他们就开始想
that it was because of their.Piety that Krishna was saved.
由于他们过去的这个虔诚的这个活动，所以 Krishna 就得到了拯救。
And oftentimes you will read in the different pastimes when that Krishna encountered the demon. Oftentimes the residents they would say.Mother Yashoda and others, Nanda Mahadev, they would say it's because of our piety that Krishna is protected.
我们在别的逍遥时光当中呢，可以看到，就文达文的这些居民呢，这些他们都认为呢，是由于他们这个虔诚的活动 ，Krishna 才得到了从恶魔中得到了拯救。
And this is the feeling of this Vatsalya Bhav.
啊，所以呢，这就是有关这个 Vasalia 他的这种情感。
They feel in this service relationship, they feel Krishna is completely dependent upon them.
他们呢，在他们的那种情感服务当中呢，他们就认为 Krishna 是完全依赖他们的。
They feel if they don't protect Krishna, he cannot be protected.
他们就认为如果他们不保护 Krishna 的话呢 ,Krishna 就得不到保护了。
Because he can't do it, he's just a small boy, how, you know, a baby. In this incident, he was just a little more than 1 year old.
当然他们就认为他只是一个孩子，在这个小小时光当中呢 ,Krishna 当时也就一周岁。
But even later, when Krishna grew up, you know, was a little bit older,And it was more, like in this incident, it wasn't clear that Krishna killed the demon.
在后来呢，当 Krishna 逐步长大的时候呢，这些文南文的居民呢，他们还是不清楚到底是不是 Krishna 杀了这些恶魔。
Later, it became, you know, as Krishna grew older, then it was clear Krishna killed, you know,The bull demon, for example, everyone could see it. All the residents could see it.
就是 Krishna 更大一点的时候呢，这些南门的居民都可以清楚的看到他杀掉了这个公牛的这个恶魔。
Or Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, everybody could see it.
Krishna 后来呢也举起了 Govardhan 山，这南门的居民也都可以看到。
But in this incident, nobody saw anything because it all happened up in the sky.
因为但是呢在这个故事当中呢没人能够他们也不知道发生了什么事情因为他们都不知道到底在这个高空中 Krishna 都经历了什么
So they thought it was a miracle They thought it was a miracle that Krishna was saved from this particular danger
所以他们认为Krishna 呢从这个危险中得到拯救呢，这是一个非常神奇的一个事情。
So they thought it must be because of their piety that Krishna was protected.
所以呢，他们就认为这肯定是由于他们过去的这个虔诚的活动呢 ，Krishna 在此世间当中才能够得到拯救。
That they thought it was because of these activities that Krishna was saved.
所以正是由于他们过去的虔诚活动 Krishna 才由此得到拯救
And also they said because Krishna himself is so pious he was also protected because of his own piety
Hi Krishna Prabhu it's a little broken
They also thought
Yes.
Go ahead. They also thought, they also said,
他们也这样想
that Krishna himself is so pious that his own piety protected him.
Krishna 他本人也是如此的虔诚，所以呢，他就得到了这个保护。
And then their own piety also.
而且是他们自己的这个虔诚活动也保护了 Krishna
So in this Otherwise they could find no other reason
否则的话呢他们就找不到其他的这个 Krishna 化险为夷的理由了
How the child would come from the sky
这个孩子呢从高空中丢下来然后呢并没有被杀掉
So by this time Krishna was with Mother Yasoda
所以呢就这个时候呢 Krishna 又可以和亚瑟达妈妈在一起了
And he began to drink her breast milk
然后呢他就可以用吸他的这个流出的这个乳汁
So from thisShe understood that he's all right.
所以呢， 从这一点呢，亚修达妈妈就知道 Krishna 安然无恙了。
That he was happily drinking her breast milk, she could understand the child is okay.
嗯，就从 Krishna 这么开心的涌吸着他的乳汁，他就可以知道 Krishna 已经没事了。
So this is the incident of Krishna killing the demon.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 杀掉这个恶魔的这个故事。
So what is the anarta that he represents?
所以呢，这个恶魔它代表着是哪一类的这个 anarta 呢？
So, Trinavati, he represents the anarta of the pride of material scholarship or material knowledge.
所以呢，这个 Trinavati 恶魔代表的呢，就是由于这个物质的学术知识或者物质的知识引起的这种骄傲。
I just posted, and of course it will be translated in Chinese and shared with you.
嗯，我呢现在在这个对话框里给贴出来，然后后面，到时候分享给大家，以中文的形式。
So, Trinavarta, he represents the pride of material knowledge.
所以呢 ，Trinavarta 他就代表着就是这个物质学术知识。的这种骄傲，
哦，
这种虚假的骄傲。
Oh, we could also say just the pride of knowledge generally.
啊，或者我们说是一般的这个学识引起的这种骄傲。
Sometimes we devotees we also become proud of our spiritual knowledge.
有时候我们奉献者也会为我们的这种灵性的知识而感到骄傲。
We think we know so much, and we give a nice class, and everybody says, "Oh, such a beautiful class."
有时候呢，我们觉得我们有了这么多的学识，我们可以讲课非常的微微动听，然后呢，别人都称赞我们说这讲的真的是太棒了。
And then we become proud.
好，我们就变得骄傲了。
So this knowledge, either material or spiritual, if it's If we have a lot of it, then, you know, we can fly very high, right? We go very high.
啊，所以呢，不管是物质的学识还是灵性的知识，如果我们有了这些知识呢，我们可以，就是提升到一个很高的一个层面。
But if we have too much pride, then like Trinavarta, we crash to the ground.
但是呢，如果我们太骄傲的话呢，就像这个崔德瓦尔特恶魔一样，我们就是从高空中跌落下来。
Also remember, Trinavarta, he is the storm demon, right? He is this whirlwind demon.
我听不到你们了。
听不到，我或者听不到。
Hare Krishna， 现在可以吗？
可以。
Okay.
So just like in a storm, in a whirlwind or a storm, we cannot see things clearly.
啊，就像在这个小时光当中，这个旋风当中，我们都看不清身边的这些东西。
So in a similar way.When we have too much material knowledge or too much pride about knowledge, we cannot see real spiritual teachings clearly because our vision is covered with so much intelligence.
嗯，所以呢，如果我们为我们所用的这个物质的学识而感到骄傲的话呢，我们就无法真正的看清我们的这个。真正的身份，我们不能拥有这种积的这种视域，我们的这个视野以及智慧都会被覆盖了。
Sometimes people think they know so much about this and that that they can't clearly see what is the absolute truth or the teaching.
所以呢，有时候人们觉得他们知道的 了解的很多，所以呢他们又无法真正的了解这个真正的真相，绝对的真相是什么。
Sometimes when Srila Prabhupada, when he would preach in India,
有时候当圣帕巴德在印度传教的时候，
he would tell the people, the Indian people, he said, when I first came to America,
他呢就会对
connection problem. Hare Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Yes. So Prabhupada would tell them,
Krishna, 又对帕巴的又对他们说，
when I first came to America,
当我第一次去到美国的时候，
I said, Krishna is God.
我说 Krishna 是神。
And they said, yes, Swamiji.
然后他们就说是的 Swamiji.
But when I come here and I say Krishna is God,
但是呢当我来到这儿我说 Krishna 是神的时候，
you say,
你们却说，
but Swamiji.
但是 Swamiji
maybe Swamiji could be Swamiji if Swamiji
可能或许也许。
In other words, they don't accept so easily.
换句话说他们并不是那么轻而易举的就会接受帕巴勒所说的。
It's not uncommon, you know, if you speak with Indian peopleSometimes, oh yes, we are knowing everything. When I was young, my mother read me Mahabharata. We are knowing these things. We're having some connection problems.
刚才有一些连接的问题，非常抱歉。
So sometimes Indian people, right, they will say, oh, I know from my childhood, my mother told me, I know Krishna, Bhagavad. They have this pride of knowledge.
所以呢就是印度人呢他们就会说从我孩童时期呢我就听说过这个马哈巴拉特这个博加梵歌，所以呢他们有一定的这个因学舍来的这个骄
傲。 But that pride of knowledge sometimes often stops them from seeing the real teachings of Krishna or the Bhagavad Gita as it is, because they're confused. They're confused. They know so much, they're just confused.
但是呢他们所拥有的这一点知识呢就阻碍了他们去了解真正的这些教导是什么，他们不能看到这个原本教导的含义是什么，他们只是为他们所拥有的目前的一点知识而感到迷惑。
And it's the same with any kind of knowledge. When someone has too much knowledge, they might become proud. And then when we share with them the actual teachings of Krishna,or Bhagavad Gita, they can't see it. They're just covered like a storm. They're covered by the storm. Cannot see clearly.
所以呢有些人如果太博学的话呢他们就觉得他们懂得很多了。当我们去跟他们讲有关Krishna 的博加梵歌中的知识的时候呢他们就看不到真正的这个教导是什么。他们的这种智慧呢被这种旋风所覆盖了。
Right, you might remember in the Bhagavad Gita there's the famous verses.
你们大家可能还记得在博加梵歌中呢有一个非常有名的一个师姐。
The four kinds of people who don't surrender to Krishna.
就是有四种人呢他们不会去皈依 Krishna.
What chapter is that in, Jamuna Priya?
Seventh chapter.
Yes, so in the seventh chapter there is the verse, the four kinds of people who don't surrender to Krishna.
就是呢在第七章中呢有一个师姐就描述了有四类人他们不会皈依 Krishna.
Right, so one of them is those whose intelligence is stolen by illusion.
就是有一类人呢是那些知识被假象盗取的人。
And in the purport there, Srila Prabhupada,explains that these kinds of people are very intelligent.
在要旨中呢，圣帕巴的又描述说，这些人呢，他们其实非常有智慧的。
either scientists or philosophers or scholars.
他们有些是这些哲学家、科学家，还有学者。
But their intelligence is stolen by illusion.
但是呢，他们的这个智慧呢，是被假象所窃取。
So they don't surrender.
所以呢，他们不愿意皈依。
Like Trinivasa took away Krishna from the residence of Vrindavan, so this kind of knowledge takes us away from bhakti.
就像呢，这个 Trinivasa 他把 Krishna 呢从 Vrindavan 的居民的手中给卷走了，那么这些知识呢就会把我们从真正的方爱中给卷走。
Like a storm, right? It takes like this storm demon, right? It took Krishna away.
就像是这个旋风魔把 Krishna。给带走了。
Tried, of course, tried to take Krishna away.
他试图把 Krishna 给带走。
So in a similar way, pride in knowledge, generally it refers to material knowledge, but it may also refer to, you know, what we say is spiritual knowledge. Sometimes it takes us away from pure bhakti.
所以呢，就是这种有因知识而产生的这种虚假的骄傲呢，有时候呢，大部分是指这个物质的学识，但是呢，也会指这个灵性的学识，它把我们从这个真正的这个 bhakti 带走。
There is a term, karma mishra bhakti.
就是有一个就是专有的词。
Karma
mishra.
Karma mishra bhakti.
Karma Mishra Bhakti.
Devotional service or devotion mixed with fruitive desire.
就是 Karma Mishra Bhakti 呢，就是说混合着这种果报活动、自私欲望的妨碍。
And we all know what that means.
我们都知道它的含义。
We have our own selfish desires or material desires. We have some devotion. We do some service. But we have some own selfish reason.
我们呢有一些自私的一些愿望，我们呢有物质的一些愿望，同时呢我们也有妨碍。我们在妨碍的时候呢就混杂着这些我们自私的一些动机。
Then we have Jnana Mishra Bhakti.
然后呢，我们也有这个 Jnana Mishra Bhakti.
Karma, we all know what karma means. Karma means fruitive desire.
Karma, 我们都知道，它是指这些果报的这个愿望。
I'm just writing. Yeah, so Jnana Mishra Bhakti means devotional service, devotion mixed with the desire for liberation or with jnana, either material knowledge or just theoretical spiritual knowledge.
所以呢，就是这个 Jnana Mishra Bhakti 呢，它就指这个混杂着这种渴望获得解脱欲望，或者是混杂着这个物质知识，或者是这个只是理论上的灵性知识的这么一种方案服务。
And sometimes people, even devotees, of course we're all mixed. You know, more or less we're all mixed anyway.
当然了，其实有些人或者甚至是奉献者，其实不管怎么说呢，我们都是这种混合的奉献者。
We're not pure devotees, so we're all mixed in ways.
我们都不是纯粹的奉献者，我们都有这些不同的这些愿望。
So in Jnana Mishra, mixing with Jnana, sometimes people they just like to know a lot.
所以呢就属于这个 Jnana Mishra Bhakti, 这一类人呢，他们有时候就只是想去了解。
Yeah, they're devotees, they're doing some service, they just like to know a lot for the sake of knowing.
他们呢也做一些奉献服务，但他们的目的只是想要去了解这些知识背后的这个秘密。
And the knowledge doesn't always lead to bhakti.
啊，这些知识呢，其实并不引向放爱。
It just leads to knowledge. See, that's why I said theoretical spiritual knowledge.
所以呢，有些时候呢，只是引向了这些知识本身而已，并没有引向放爱。所以呢，这就是我为什么会把它称为是这个理论上的这些经验知识。
So it's, you know, spiritual knowledge, maybe they know many verses from Bhagavad Gita or whatever, whatever, but it's not leading to more devotion or it's not leading to humility.
有时候呢，他们懂得了很多的灵性的知识，但是这些知识本身并没有让他们就是变得更为放爱或者变得谦卑。
I just like we gave, again, the example, sometimes Indian people.They know so much Bhagavad Gita, they know so many verses and Mahabharata pastimes and Ramayana pastimes. They know so much, but it's not leading to surrender, it's not leading to bhakti.
就像刚才我举到的这个有关印度人的例子，他们可能已经知道了芭迦梵歌的很多的师姐，他们也听过这个 Mahabharata 或者是这个 Ramayana 的这些逍遥时光。但是呢，他们拥有的这些知识呢，并没有把他们真正的导向这个皈依和放爱。
They just are proud of their knowledge, so it's in that sense it's leading them away from bhakti, it's leading them away from surrendering to Krishna.
所以他们就骄傲于他们的这个知识，他。
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
他们骄傲于知识，那里就听不到
了。他们骄傲于自己的知识，然后呢，其实这些知识呢，只是把他们从真正的这个皈依和放爱中给带走。
Just like Trina again, Trina Bharata that took Krishna away from his devotees.
所以呢，就像这个Trina Bharata恶魔呢，他把 Krishna 从他的奉献者。身边带走。
So, you know, pride in material knowledge or even pride in spiritual knowledge or so theoretical spiritual knowledge can take us away from surrendering and having pure devotion for Krishna.
所以呢，就是这个物质的知识，有时候这个灵性的知识，这个理论上的灵性的知识，就是把我们从这个对 Krishna 的皈依和纯粹的方案服务中给带走。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he in this regard, he specifically refers to Mayavadi philosophy and Buddhist philosophy. Same problem again.
Hare Krishna.
We're going to have this problem until we finish, like last time. Same problem. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur specifically mentions Mayavadi philosophy and Buddhist philosophy.
所以呢 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他就指向了这个 Mayavadi 的哲学以及佛教的这个哲学观念。
And he considers this philosophy as he specifically mentions these two.
他呢尤其就提到了这两种哲学。
Sometimes, well, it is said, why did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why did he accept initiation in the line of Madhva Acharya?
所以呢，就是主持人马哈拉布为什么从这个他接受了这个哲学 Madhva Acharya?
No, why did he accept initiation in the line of Madhva Acharya?
他为什么呢在这个妈的晚上的这个传系中他接受了这个启迪。
Well, yeah, he could have taken shelter initiation in one of the other Vaishnava Sampradayas.
他为什么不躲避其他的这个 Vaishnava Sampradaya 呢？
It's said because Madhva Acharya especially is known for his very strong defeating of Mayavad philosophy.
因为这个Madhva Acharya呢他非常的就是强烈的抨击了这个 Mayavadi 的这个哲学。
Because this Mayavadi philosophy that we are all one is the greatest obstacle for accepting bhakti.
因为呢这个 Mayavadi 的这个观点我们都是一他呢对于一个人接受这个方案是巨大的一个障碍。
Because if we're all one, why surrender? We don't need to surrender, we're one.
因为如果我们都是一的话为什么还需要皈依呢我们都是一。
So this philosophy, and that's basically the Mayavadi philosophy. Everything is illusion, we're all one.
就是这个 Mayavadi 的这个哲学观念呢我们都是一然后呢我们都是一样的这样的一个哲学观念。
So that is, it's considered the greatest obstacle for surrendering to Krishna or to have bhakti.
所以呢，就是这对一个人就是皈依 Krishna 以及拥有这个方案来说是一种巨大的障碍。
So because Madhva Acharya so strongly argued against this concept, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased and therefore accepted initiation in his sampradaya, in his line.
所以呢这个 Madhva Acharya 呢非常强烈的就是抨击辩驳了这么 Mayavadi 的一种哲学所以呢主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就非常的高兴所以呢他就从他的这个这个传心那里接受了这个启迪。
And Buddhism is more or less the same Mayavadi philosophy, they just use different terms, but basically it's the same thing.
佛教的哲学跟这个 Mayavadi 的就是很类似他 也用了同类似的这样的一些观点
No, they only use different terms
他们就是用的这个术语可能表述可能不是太一样但他们实质是一样的
But the concept is the same
他们的思想观点是一样的。
当为佛 ，right? Become Buddha。
他们就是想要成为佛，变成佛祖。
And it's the same Mayavad, become the absolute. It's the same concept, just a different term.
所以Mayavadi 呢，他们的这个思想观念是很类似的，只是所用的这些表述不一样。
So these are the kinds of philosophies that are like storms, cannot see the real proper teachings clearly.
所以这些就像是暴风一样，并不能让我们看清真正的这些教导是什么。
And take us away, like Trinivasa, take us away from bhakti.
那么就像去那瓦尔查恶魔一样，把我们从这个方爱中带走。
So, what should we do? We should avoid or try to avoid pride of learning.
所以呢，我们应该怎么做呢？我们应该避免因这个学舌产生的骄傲。
Cultivate humility.
我们应当培养谦卑。
We have heard many times, humility is very pleasing to the Lord, to Lord Krishna.
我们已经聆听过很多次，这个谦卑的品质非常取悦于主。
So if we can please Krishna through humility, through humble service, then he will strangle this particular.Anartha, just like he strangled Trinavarta.
所以呢，如果我们能够培养起这种谦卑的真正的品质的话呢，他就可以从我们内心中去挪走这个有关就是类似的这个 Anartha.
knowledge should learn to, sorry, knowledge should lead to humility.
学识呢应该导向放慢谦卑。
Like, a tree with many fruits will bend down.
就像是结满了果实的树呢它会弯下腰来。
A tree with no fruit will stick up, but a tree with more fruit will bend down.
就是没有果子的树呢它会直挺挺的直立着。但是呢如果树它结满了果实的话呢它就会往下沉弯起腰。
So someone who really has knowledge and devotion, then they will bend down. But someone who doesn't, or they think they do, but they don't, then they will stand very tall and put their nose in the air.
所以呢就是那些真正有学识以及方爱的人呢他们就会变得弯下腰非常的谦卑但是那些就是因这个学识而变得骄傲的人呢他们就会以子欺子就是变得非常的傲慢
So let's end here this is the pastime of Trinavarta and the Anarta that he represents
所以呢我们今天就讲到这我们就谈论了这个有关 Trinavarta 恶魔以及他所代表的我们内心的 Anatta
Yes, and sorry, who was he in his past life?
他的前世是谁呢
He was a king in
他是
Go ahead
他是一位国王
A powerful king in the area of South India
他是在这个印度南部地区一个非常有力量的一位国王。
And he was very powerful, and because he was very powerful, he was very proud.
因为他非常的有力量，所以他就变得非常的骄傲。
So on one occasion, he was enjoying with his many wives.
有一次呢，他就与他的众多的妻子。在一起享受。
He was joining in some river somewhere in the forest with his many wives, and he wasn't wearing any clothes.
就有一次呢，在那个丛林中呢，有一个那个河中呢，他就与他的众多的妻子在一起嬉戏，然后呢，这时候他没有穿任何的衣服。
So it so happens that one great rishi, Durvasa Muni, was also in the same area, in the forest, near the river, doing some tapasya.
Hare Krishna, Madaji, 我们听不到您了。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
刚刚塔布说完那句话之后，您就听不到了。
就是讲在这个国王他的这个附近呢，就是 Durvasa Muni 呢，当时也在附近他做他的冥想，进行苦修。
So the sage cursed him. You are shameless.
所以呢圣人就诅咒了他认为他不知廉耻
Walking around in public with nothing on enjoying with your wives not caring for others
你这裸体在四处的游荡然后呢你就只是在跟你的妻子们在享受不在意其他人
So cursed him to become a demon
所以呢他就诅咒他变成一位恶魔
But then somehow blessed him that he would be released by Krishna.
所以呢，那就同时呢，也给了他这个祝福，他可以就是由 Krishna 得到拯救。
So that was who he was in his previous life.
所以那是由他的前世。
Okay, la. So let's finish here.
所以呢我们今天就讲到这然后 我来看一下问答问题。Hi Krishna, Prabhu?
Yes.
I think we still have some questions from last lecture.
Yes.
So we first begin?
Yes, we should.
Okay. Shrimati Radha, 我们上周的问题我看一下。请问 ,OK, 上周的问题突见念龙朵卓玛的教老师如何在生活中运用 Krishna 知觉来面对像恶魔 Putana 那样的邪恶品质呢？So need to translate?
Yes, just the question, not anything.
Okay.
Just the question.
Okay. So in our life, how can we use Krishna consciousness to face our evil qualities like Putana?
Well, one way is by reflecting.
其中一种方法呢，通过内省反思。
To be introspective and to reflect.
我们需要内省，需要经常进行反思。
And to educate, right? To become more familiar with spiritual knowledge, to educate ourselves with spiritual knowledge, so we are not misled, and so we don't mislead others.
我们需要用灵性的知识来教育自己，这样的话呢，我们既不会自己受到误导，也不会去误导他人。
So we need the genuine spiritual knowledge, so we don't mislead ourselves. So we are not misled, and so we don't mislead others.
所以呢，我们需要这个一般的这个灵性的知识，这样的话呢，我们自己既不会受到误导，我们也不会去误导他人。
And it's a process.It's a process, naturally.
这是一个程序。
So, you know, as we say in English, there's some trial and error.
所以呢，我们说我们是需要做出一定的努力。目前我们还在实践当中。
Meaning, sometimes we do, sometimes we are successful, sometimes not successful, but this is the growth process.
所以呢，有时候我们可能成功，我们有时候会失败，但是呢，我们总是不断的在努力尝试当中。
And just to become more introspective, try to become more aware, more reflective.
我们就尝试变得更加的具有内省反思，具有觉察力。
Then we can avoid the putana anarthas and all the anarthas.
所以呢，我们通过这种方式就可以清除像 Putana 那样的 Anatta
and the other ones.
还有其他的这些 Anatta.
But remember, this Anatta in the Vritti stage is a very long and can be difficult stage. So we have to be very patient also.
但是呢，你们要记住有关这个 Anatta 那样Vritti 就是清除 Anatta 的这个阶段呢，它其实是非常漫长，而且是最困难的一个阶段。
So we have to be quite patient.
所以我们需要非常的有耐心。
To deal with all of these things.
我们需要有耐心去面对所有的这些问题。
Determined and patient.
我们需要决心，需要耐心。
And read Krishna's pastimes more.
我们需要更多的去阅读 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
That certainly will help.
这肯定会帮助到我们。
Yes, next.
OK, 第二个问题是，请问 Guru, Manu 在每个年代旅行的职责是什么？也就是 Manu 和我们有啥关系呢？
Manu...Yeah, Manu is the original human being.
Manu 是最原初的人类。
He's like the original ancestor, right? In China, people like to worship ancestors. So Manu is the original ancestor of human beings.
他是我们最原初的祖先，最原初的人类，就像在中国人们的一般都喜欢去崇拜祖先。
So of course in Kali Yuga, because Kali Yuga is such an impious age, we don't have interaction with Manu.
因为我们现在在这个如是不虔诚的一个卡利年代呢，我们跟这个 Manu 并没有很多的这个交往或者是一些联系。
But in other ages, the human society, they do have interaction with Manu.
但是呢，在别的年代的这些人类社会中呢，他们确实跟 Manu 有过这个交往的。
Because they're pious.
因为他们非常的虔诚。
So in a general sense, Manu guides human society with teaching proper behavior and etc.
所以呢，一般来说呢，这个 Manu 他会指导人类社会呢，就是行为举止恰当，能够恰当的去。行为举止。
And like we shared last week, the different avatars of the Lord, like Lord Krishna, they appear during the different times of Manu.
就像我们上一节所讲到的，就是主 Krishna 呢，他会在不同的这个 Manu 的年代来显现。
But in the age of Kali, we don't have any interactions with Manu.
但在这个卡利年代呢，我们跟 Manu 的这个交流互动并不是很多。
But in a general way, he gives guidance to human society how to live properly.
但是呢，一般来说，他就是给人类这个指导，教导人类如何能够更好的生活。
We don't need to worry too much.
我们不需要为此担心过多。
About him or interact.And or something like that.
我们呢也没有必要去过多的去聆听有关跟 Manu 之间的这些交往互动的这些情况。
Next.
下一个问题，请问如果我们无论好习惯还是坏习惯都是业力，那我们该怎么做才能去面对这些习惯呢？
That's the same answer to the first question.
跟第一个问题的这个答案是一样的。
Same answer.
同样的一个回答。
The stage of anartha nivritti can be very long and sometimes it can be very difficult.
所以呢，就是在青铜 anartha 的这个阶段呢，会非常的漫长，有时候甚至非常的困难。
So we have to be patient, but at the same time we have to be determined.
所以呢，同时我们需要耐心，也需要有决心。
And last week we gave the example of the sparrow. I think it was last week.
Yes.
Right.
在上周的 yes. 在上周的时候呢，我们提到了这个小麻雀的这个例子。
So we should be mindful of that.
我们需要呢，就是。非常的能够就是认真的对待。
And regularly hear Krishna's Leela.
我们应该经常聆听 Krishna 的 Leela.
To remove, to purify the heart.
我们需要去清理内心，去清除这些不洁净的东西。
But this is the whole process of bhakti.
这就是放爱的一个整个的程序。
Removing the obstacles in the heart so we can come closer to Krishna.
我们需要清除内心的障碍，这样的话呢，我们可以更加的接近 Krishna.
These obstacles is what's keeping us away from Krishna.
这些障碍呢，把我们就是让我们远离了 Krishna.
So by hearing the Krishna's leelas and by being mindful and reflective and determined, then gradually these things can be removed and we come closer to Krishna.
所以呢，我们通过不断的聆听，通过内省，通过正念，通过就是非常认真的修习，逐步的我们就可以去清除这些内心的污染和障碍。
There's a very famous Bhagavatam verse.
在圣涅薄伽瓦坛中有一个非常著名的师姐。
I'm just finding you the number.
我呢就是跟你们找一下。
Yes. Sumukhi Radha, she can post this one. Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 17.
在第一篇第二章十七师姐。
1, 2, 17.
对。第一篇第二章十七师姐。
This tells us how we can deal with these bad habits, good habits, all the anarthas. This is the process.
所以呢就这个师姐给我们提供了一个程序，告诉我们如何去清理掉我们的那些好的习惯、坏的习惯以及其他的这个 anatta。
Okay, next.
下一个问题是今天的第一个问题是 Rajini Prabhu， 请问您提到 Karma Mishra Bhakti 和 Karma Yoga 是一个吗？还是有什么区别？只是想通过 Karma Yoga 营的名声是属于 Nishkama Karma Yoga 还是 Sakama Karma Yoga？
We could say that Karma Yoga is a kind of Karma Mishra Bhakti, yes.
就是可以说呢这个 Karma Yoga 呢就是类似于这个 Karma Mishra Bhakti。
Because in Karma Mishra Bhakti, the person is a devotee and they are serving Krishna, but they have different material desires they still want to fulfill.
因为呢在这个 Karma Yoga 的这个层面上呢，这个奉献者呢他们在从事方爱服务，同时呢他们也有一些物质欲望想要得到满足。
So that in Karma Yoga, that's what people do. In Karma Mishra Bhakti, that's what people do.
这是呢在 Karma Yoga 阶段的人们所做的，也是从事这个 Karma Mishra Bhakti 的服务的人所做的。
And I think it also applies to Nishkarma Karma Yoga also.
我想这个是用于这个 Nishkarma Karma Yoga.
Karma Mishra Bhakti also refers to that.
就是 Karma Mishra Bhakti 呢它也提到了这个 Nishkarma Karma Yoga.
Because even though in Nishkarma Karma Yoga they're not attached to the fruit of their work, but they're attached to the work. They like the work that they are doing.
因为呢在 Nishkarma Karma Yoga 阶段呢，虽然人们不依附于他们工作的这个结果，这个活动的结果，但是呢他们却依附于这个活动本身。
They like
他们喜欢去工作。
So they're attached to the work itself.
所以他们去依附于这个工作本身。
So it's a higher, so it's still Karma Mishra Bhakti, but just a more advanced. It's just more advanced, but it's still in that category. At least I understand like that.
据我所了解呢 ，Nishkama Karma Yoga 的它仍然属于这个 Karma Mishra Bhakti 的其中一个阶段，它只是属于更高层面的，但是呢，它仍然属于这个层面。
Still mixed. There's still some mix there.
它仍然有一些混杂。
Right, Nishkarma Karma Yoga, there's still some subtle mix. Not as much as the, you know, former, but there's some subtle material mixing is still there.
这个 Nishkarma Karma Yoga 呢，它就是有一种精微的这些混合的这些污染，它可能并没有完全的去清除掉这些。
Yes, okay. So yes, my answer is yes.
就是我的回答就是是的。
Karma Yoga is, and Jnana Yoga could be Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Jnana Yoga is like a kind of Jnana Mishra Bhakti.
Jnana Yoga 呢就是 Jnana Mishra Bhakti 呢它就是也是跟这个 Jnana Yoga 是属于一样的。
and a Sangha Shobha would also go in Jnana Samadhi.
Jnana Yoga 呢也可以就说是Jnana means Bhakti.
No, I said a Sangha Yoga. Or Yoga.
说是
The Yoga path is also in the category of Jnana Mishra.
就是呢这个瑜伽的这个阶段呢同其中也包括一个是 Jnana
Mishra Bhakti
Jnana Mishra Bhakti
对 it's in that area it's mixed up with this Jnana idea
它呢其实就混合了这个Jnana 的这个概念 Prabhu I think his question is he asked if we want to get a fame, so Karma Yoga, it is belong to Niskama Karma Yoga or Sakama Karma Yoga?
Fame? F-A-M-E?
Yeah. Fame? Reputation.
I think Karma, Sakama.
我认为这属于Sakama Karma Yoga
Sounds more like Sakama
对它更多的属于这个Sakama
Both It depends how subtle is the desire
它其实也可以同时属于两者都有可能因为它取决于它这个愿望有多精微
And even in Jnana Yoga Same
即便在这个 Jnana 这个知识识辨瑜伽中也是一样的
So the desire for fame in different forms it may not take the same form the desire for fame can go all the way through to Jnana Yoga also
所以呢就是这个想要获得名声的这个欲望呢其实有时候它可能会以不同的形式展现出来但是呢它有可能是贯穿整个这个Jnana瑜伽
right, So it depends on what manifestation the desire for fame takes and how subtle it is
它其实是取决于这个想要获得名声的这个欲望的展示方式以及它是如何的精微
SoIt would go all the way through Karma Yoga and all the way through Jnana Yoga. It would just take a different manifestation and would be more subtle.
它呢其实是应该甚至贯穿了整个这个 Karma Yoga 以及 Jnana Yoga 两个阶段。只是呢，它可能越往上的时候呢，它越精微。
Because remember, the Jnana Yogi wants moksha. They want liberation.
因为你记住在这个 Jnana Yoga 阶段呢这些他们想要获得这种解脱
And there is certainly a bit of pride in their Jnana
Hare Krishna
There's a bit of pride in their Jnana.
就在他们的知识当中呢有一定的骄傲。
Because they haven't fully surrendered. So there's still a bit of pride in who they are and what they know.
因为呢他们并没有完全的皈依所以呢他们对于他们是谁以及他们所知道的这些还是有着骄傲的。
对 so it goes all the way. Pride goes all the way.
所以呢这个骄傲呢是一直贯穿其中的。
It just takes different forms and is more or less subtle.
它呢只是展示的不同形式展示的形式不同而已而且呢它的这个精微程度不一样。
Next, last one.Let's finish quickly.
最后一个问题是加克里什纳梁谢奎今天讲的恶魔试图用骄傲去绑架主的人只会将自己束缚在物质世界如果主不帮我们去除骄傲这恶魔我们自己的努力是无法去除骄傲这恶魔的可以这么理解吗
Remember the demon doesn't just represent pride It specifically says pride of knowledge.
你要记住这个恶魔呢，不是说只是代表这个骄傲，而是代表着有这个知识产生的骄傲。
Pride of knowledge, specifically knowledge, not just pride, but pride of knowledge.
它不是一般意义上的这个骄傲，而是说因这个学识知识产生的骄傲。
So this demon represents or illustrates that, not just pride, but the pride of knowledge.
所以呢，这个恶魔呢，它就代表了这么一个。因知识学识产生的骄傲。
And like, remember, we gave, when there's a storm, cannot see clearly. So when someone knows too much, cannot see clearly. Cannot see the absolute truth clearly, and one is taken away from pure bhakti.
所以呢，就像这个，在这个旋风当中呢，一个人无法看清他自己。所以呢，如果一个人因学识产生的骄傲呢，他就无法真正的看清这个。知识的目的就是去培养这种妨碍。
So, just be clear, it's not generally referring to pride, but pride of knowledge, pride of learning.
所以呢，我就再澄清一下，这个他今天讲的这个恶魔呢，代表的不是一般意义的这个骄傲，而是说因这个学识知识产生的骄傲。
And, yes, we can't remove it alone, that's correct.
是的，我们自己无法驱除这个骄傲。
And that's last week we shared the example of the sparrow.
上周呢我们也分享了这个小麻雀的这个例子。
It's not possible for the sparrow to empty the ocean, but by making a determined effort, then Garuda came, the Lord's great devotee came and offered help. So that's what we are trying to do.
所以呢，仅仅通过这个小麻雀一己的努力呢，它是无法喝干海水的。但是呢，后来，Garuda 来帮助它。如果我们不断的努力得到奉献者的帮助的话呢，我们也是有可能。我们需要就是具备这样的决心。
But yes, we cannot do these things alone. We need the help of the Lord and the Lord's devotees and the holy name and the deity and the holy dham. Like, all of these things help.We need the help of all of these things.
所以呢，我们凭一己的力量呢是无法去清除。我们需要得到这个，主本人以及奉献者的帮助，需要得到圣明神像，圣地的帮助。
So yes. So let us finish here. It's 10:09.
全程现在就是已经将近9:10了，我们今天就讲到这儿结束。
And thank you for listening.
感恩大家的聆听。
And pray you all have a nice day.
希望你们都有一个美妙的一天。
And thank you, Jumuna Priya.
Thank you for your wonderful lecture.
Need to do something about the phone. Something, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Something. It shouldn't be like this. So,
work
out something.
Okay. 也感恩什么给 Radha 的转播。
Hare Krishna. 对。好，你们说吧。
Krishna, 我们又听不到你了，咱们的麦大吉。
Hi, Krishna.
是的，刚刚又听不到你了。
哦，好的，我下一周就还是用电脑。现在可以吗？
可以。
OK. 外困难基因服务员与聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，今天我们的早课就到此结束，感恩大家真诚热情的聆听。祝愿大家在 Krishna 知觉中度过快乐的一天。 Hare Krishna。